www.ReverendTheodore.org. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. I so appreciate it. We are live all across North America on great radio stations as well as around the world via the internet at GCNlive.com, automotiveradionetwork.com. If you were with us in a previous hour of the broadcast, I have a trivia question. We had a number of interesting guesses, and they're all over the board. Motorcycles, scooters, none of those are correct. Lamborghini celebrated a big anniversary this year and was founded by a gentleman. But before he was in the car building and designing business, he was in another type of building business. And I give a shout out, excuse me, to all the folks out there at KXEL Land, AM 1540, News Talk AM 1540 in Waterloo, Iowa, because you guys should get this one, because Mr. Lamborghini actually started not by building cars, but something in the farming area. So I'm giving you a hint here. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Amy Maratek, who is Ford's group marketing manager, is our scheduled guest in this half hour of the broadcast, but we're having a little bit of phone connection problem with her, so we're going to work that out. Coming up a little later on in this half hour, one of the big auto shows is coming up. It's the kickoff of the 2014 auto show season, and Brendan Flynn, Senior Director of Marketing and Communications for the Los Angeles International Auto Show, will be joining us to tell us all about this year's event. I think they're going to be about 30 to 40 either world or North American debuts. And I can tell you a couple right off the top of my head. I'm not going to be able to attend this year. Normally I broadcast, record interviews right there, and Brendan sets me up with a primo spot. So I'm really going to miss going there, but I'm doing a little bit of relocating for the first time in my life after a lifetime here in Greater Boston. I'm going to move down to Florida for a while to check it out, and still commute back and forth to Boston here because I've got some family to look after and some other commitments that I've got to honor. So I'm going to be flying back and forth, but nevertheless, it will be good to be out of the New England winter for once in my life. I think it's about 3.5 weeks, the longest I've been away from Massachusetts in my lifetime. So it's a big move for an old guy like myself, but my 3-year-old is very excited, and my wife is not as excited. She would rather stay here, but we'll see what happens. It's going to be a great adventure. We continue to get some good emails here on the story, the question of, it's a great story of Lamborghini, how they started out. No, that's not correct. No, that one is not correct either. We'll keep it out here just for a few more moments. We've got again, lots of cool folks lined up here in the not-too-distant future. As a matter of fact, if we can't get a hold of Amy, Matt is working hard to see if we can get a hold of the gentleman that we had a phone problem with in the first hour of the broadcast, Joe Sabatini from the Festivals of Speed down there in Orlando, Florida. And I'm going to be somewhere near the Orlando area, so I hope to check that out. It looks on paper to be just a wonderful event. He holds 3 or 4 major events a year, and it's kind of an interesting blend of Concours event meets new car event, and I'll tell you more about that. And I was going to tell you about some of the debuts in Los Angeles. Well, right off the top, I can tell you that Chevrolet is going to be debuting to the world a new midsize pickup truck. The Colorado will be all new for 2015, and it will make its world debut in the City of Angels at the LA Auto Show. The press day is coming up Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Another one of these dream lottery cars is going to be making its world debut in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, and that's the Jag F-Type Coupe. Right now, you can only get the Jag F-Type in convertible form. I've seen the concept version of this vehicle, and it is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. So that's just a couple of the debuts that I know are going to be happening. Subaru is also going to show off the next generation of the WRX. And if it's anything like the concept version that they showed last spring at the New York Auto Show, this is going to be the best-looking Subaru ever, even better-looking than their sports car right now, the BRZ. This will move Subaru into an entirely different league if they keep the styling in line with what they showed us in New York in concept form. But we'll have complete coverage of the show. We'll make sure and have a number of folks chime in with reports of all the important North American as well as world debuts happening at that show. Just a few days after the L.A. happening, lucky journalists, or maybe not so lucky journalists, jet lag journalists will head off to Tokyo for the Tokyo Motor Show. And it doesn't happen every year. And Tokyo is known for very interesting and kind of bizarre concept vehicles. They're also known for one of the more exuberant, showy auto shows of the international circuit, and I've never been to that show. I once was at the Frankfurt Auto Show, courtesy of the folks at the Chrysler group years ago when Chrysler was owned by Mercedes-Benz. That's my only time ever being out of the good old U.S. of A. Let's see. What have we got? We've got a winner. That's right, a winner on this Lamborghini question. Boy, it took an awful long time, but David is the winner, and he's listening on Newstalk 1540 KXEL there in Waterloo, Iowa, and he is 100% correct that Mr. Lamborghini was in the tractor business before building some of the world's most beautiful sports cars. The Lamborghini Miura, introduced in the late 1960s, even to this day, is considered one of the most beautiful vehicles ever designed, and really gave Ferrari something to think about, because this vehicle was so far ahead of its time. And I know a number of celebrities that own the Lamborghini Miura. Jay Leno has a number in his collection. Comedian Adam Carolla has one. Matter of fact, he's got a really cool one, and he stores it in his house. That's the secret. He stores it in his office, in his house. He has got an elevator that goes from his garage into his office. And so with a push of a button, his prized Lamborghini Miura SV is hoisted up into his office. So if you go into Adam Carolla's home and go into his office, he's got his car right there in his office. Now, talk about cool. That is mega cool. Of course, Adam has been extraordinarily successful in his career with both his radio and television work, as well as his podcast work, and most recently being the author of not one but two New York Times best-selling books. And Adam is a personal friend of mine, and his last book, I love the title because it's a true story. When Adam Carolla was in high school in California, he applied for a job at Taco Bell, and they turned him down. They told him, "You're not Taco Bell material." So that is the title of his best-selling book, Not Taco Bell Material. And it's really cool. He went on to work for McDonald's. McDonald's did take him. And then he went on to become a carpet layer. And that's how we first met Jay Leno. He was laying carpet across the street from Jay Leno's house. What a story. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway. Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on autogeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I tell you what we're going to do here. We are going to have some fun and play some trivia. We have just received a call that Amy Marantak from the Ford company, the Ford Group Marketing Manager from the Ford Motor Car Company, has got some personal issues to deal with, so we respect that. That comes first always, so we will reschedule with her for another time. Still upcoming, hopefully, is Brendan Flynn from the L.A. Auto Show, but as I was saying to my producer, Matt, with the luck I'm having today, Brendan may not show up, but it doesn't matter. I would rather talk to you folks anyway, any day. All you folks listening on the other side of the radio right now on all of our great affiliate stations. So let's play some trivia and let's have some fun here on the show. We'll throw out a trivia question right now, and it's an easy one. Who made the Citation? This was an American car made. It debuted in 1981. Who made the Citation? It was a big deal car when it came out in 1981. Which car manufacturer gave us the Citation? Here is the telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. I'll tell you what, I started something in the first hour of the program, and I was going to, you know, kind of filter it over the next few weeks, but I'm going to go back to telling you the Consumer Guide 2014 Best Buys, because this is really valuable information, because, you know, every one of these of the year, as I mentioned, Motor Trend's name, the Cadillac CTS is the car of the year, Motor Trend has named that before. Automobile just named the Corvette their Automobile of the Year. Another website named the Corvette the Automobile of the Year. My prediction is more entities are going to name the 2014 Corvette Stingray the Car of the Year than any other vehicle, but they all have different parameters, and value was very important and continues to be very important at Motor Trend. I know in speaking with the current editor-in-chief of Motor Trend that the field was narrowed down. They started with about 40 cars, and they narrowed it down, as we always do, to 10. And it was down to some really good cars, the Corvette, the F-type Jag, the Cadillac CTS, of course, that won, the Mazda 3, just to give you an example. So there's a really wide price range. But the reason why Motor Trend chose the Cadillac CTS as the car of the year was the value equation. There are different parameters that they put in, and I won't go into detail what Motor Trend uses because I no longer am attached to them, so I can freely speak and tell you from the gut here, you know, they do a good job. A lot of people think that years ago, I can only speak for the decade of 1999 to the present day, but, you know, there are some people out there that think that the car companies pay for these things, that the Motor Trend gets a big check from the car company and they buy this award. Well, definitely not. I can't speak for, you know, the 40 years before I was there. You know, there may have been some shenanigans going on years ago, but definitely it is taken extraordinarily serious. It's top secret, actually, and it's 2 weeks worth of testing, and it's a very, very complicated process, and it involves track testing, it involves over the road testing, it involves driving it around cities and towns and highway driving, and it's like being on a jury, sequestered in a hotel with a bunch of guys, and being locked in a room with a bunch of guys, you know, fighting. I mean, and really seriously fighting about which is going to win this award. That's how seriously it's taken, because that's the kind of employees that Motor Trend gets. And I really like the folks at Consumer Guide. And to be honest with you, I would like to work for Consumer Guide. I wish Consumer Guide would do a radio show or hire me as a writer, because I've read Consumer Guide since I was a kid, and they do the same thing. They look at a whole wide spectrum of vehicles, but they decide, in the end, you know, what's the best buy here? You know, what not necessarily is, you know, the one that I would buy if price was no object. But what's the one that the regular person, you listening on the other side of the radio, is going to get the best bang for the buck? So I really, really appreciate that. And so let's salute some of the other winners here. Consumer Guides Best Buy in the premium compact car class. Now, there's some serious competitors here. The Acura ILX, the Acura TSX, the Audi A3, the Audi A4, the Audi Allroad, the BMW 3 Series, the BMW 3 Series Gran Turismo, that's the hatchback version of the 3 Series, the Buick Verano, the Cadillac ATS, the Lexus CT200H, that's the little hybrid, the Lexus IS, and the Mercedes-Benz C-Class. Now, there's some really, really good vehicles there. Consumer Guide for 2014 picked the Buick Verano as the best buy for the year. And if you haven't driven a Buick recently, you're probably laughing, but you know, Buick has really transformed itself, and you can thank China for that, because Buick is the best-selling car in China, and so they have had great success there, and that is translated to global success for the brand. They have a lot more money to spend and a lot more money to do product development. General Motors, it came down to when General Motors had to reorganize, they had to cut some brands. And as you know, they cut Pontiac, they cut Hummer, they cut Saab, they cut Saturn. And the two that were on the fence were Pontiac and Buick. But Buick won out because in China, the Chinese people think Buicks are like Rolls Royces for whatever reason. It goes back to a Chinese premier who had a Buick years ago, whoever it was, Shanghai, I should know my history, Shanghai Shen or somebody like that. He had a Buick. That was his presidential vehicle, and all the Chinese people thought, that must be the best car in the world. And so when General Motors went to China a number of years back to set up business, this is an absolute true story that's been told to me by the executives at General Motors, they were going to bring Cadillac there. And they met with the Chinese government. And the Chinese government said, no, we want not the Cadillac. We want a really good car. We want the Buick. And you know, this is a little strange, so they had to say, like, okay, well, we're going to give you Buicks. And it's been a huge hit. Straight ahead, hopefully, Brendan Flynn from the L.A. Auto Show. This is Auto World.
Let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We're having lots of fun, and we're taking your calls at 855-660-4261. Easy trivia question, and it is, who made the citation? Pat has been so patient in Missouri. I'm going to try and punch him up on my end. Matt, let's see if my connection works. I'm going to push the right button. It doesn't. So Matt Johnson, producer extraordinaire, punch up Pat in Missouri for me, as I still can't get it to work on my end. So let's see if we can get
Hello.
Pat. Hello there, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Tell me a little bit about what's been going on in your life. How's the weather there in Missouri?
Oh, it's okay.
And how are things going in your life? Everything going okay, I hope?
Well, it could be better.
Yeah, me too, to be honest with you. I mean, certainly money-wise, it's tough.
Now, how come you gave so many hints to the trivial question? When you said Lamborghini, I knew the answer, but I couldn't. I have a hearing problem, and I couldn't get the exact phone number.
Oh,
so when
wow.
I got the phone number, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good reminder for me to give out the phone number more often and more clearly. I'm going to do that, Pat, because, you know, I had a whole slew of people emailing me up and calling in, you know, with thinking it was a motorcycle company or a scooter company, you know.
Then you turned around and said some state should know. And I'm sitting here on the phone waiting for you to answer the phone.
Wow. So let's see if we can solve the trivia riddle. So go right ahead.
The one that I was trying to solve, I wasn't trying to solve it. I already knew the answer. It was the tractor.
All right.
But then while I was sitting on the line waiting, you said some guy from somewhere said tractor. I don't know whether it came over the internet or what.
Yeah, it did, but it doesn't matter because you're going to get a prize anyway. But I do have another question. And even if you get this one wrong, you're still getting a prize because you are 100% correct with the tractor. But back, I'm going to give you some more hints here. In 1981, one of the Detroit automakers launched four different cars, and they were called the X cars. And it was a front-wheel drive car, and it was a big deal back in 1981. There weren't that many front-wheel drive cars. And one was called the Citation. And do you remember back in 1981 which car company had this Citation? Well, you got.
I'll say General Motors, but I don't really know.
Well, you're right. It was General Motors. We'll leave it at that. It was General Motors, and it was the Chevrolet division. There were four different variants. There was an Oldsmobile variant, a Pontiac variant, a Buick variant, and the Chevrolet variant. So you're right, Citation and General Motors and Lamborghini, and excellent. What's your dream vehicle if you won the what's the big lottery in Missouri? Is it Powerball or what's the big lottery?
What's the big one in Missouri? I guess the Mega Millions played here too.
Yeah, boy, but I would. Do you ever play it? I don't know.
Well, I kind of quit gambling.
Well, that's okay. I know many people who should quit gambling, and also a few that have problems and have quit gambling. So you're a smart lady to know your limitations, and I appreciate that. But if you could own any new car or classic car, what would you like to own, Pat?
The Lamborghini.
I love it. Excellent. Well, you're just a treat to talk to, and any woman that loves a Lamborghini is all right with me. So we're going to send you out a cool prize. It's going to come from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and also we're going to send you some wash drop samples, and we're going to see if we can send you something extra special as well from somebody else. I've got a prize closet that's controlled by some folks in California, so I'll see if I can get them to get you something as well. So hang on for Matt, and he's going to get your name and address and telephone number. Now, we don't even need your telephone number, just your name and address, and we're going to get you out a cool prize and multiple prizes. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and don't be a stranger. Please call us again, Pat, and thank you for listening there in Missouri. All right. Thank you, Pat. Well, let's throw out another trivia question. We'll put Pat on hold for Matt to take care of her, and we thank you very much for calling in. Let's see. What have we got here? Let's throw out another trivia question. I'm stuck in the 70s. You know, it's interesting. Yeah, my favorite era of music is the 70s and 80s. Perhaps because I was a disc jockey I started as a teenager, so don't think I'm that old. I'm old enough, but I started as a teenager. So my specialty in music is the 70s and 80s, but you know, my parents were older, so I love music from the 30s and 40s and jazz, and I love music from the 90s and the 2000s as well. So but my favorite era is the 70s and 80s, and once in a while I'll fill in on some pretty famous channels that are related to 70s music. And anyway, let me throw out a 70s question for you here. I've asked this one before on the broadcast, so get ready. I am going to do a repeat question. If you're a longtime listener, you should be able to get this one. This guy was the star of the TV show in the 70s, Fantasy Ireland, Ricardo Montalban, and he was the official spokesperson for this particular vehicle. Once again, it was an American vehicle back in the 70s. More American vehicles are sold than foreign manufactured vehicles. Matter of fact, General Motors controlled probably 35 or 40% of the market back in the 1970s. I mean, 4 out of every 10 cars sold here in America, in North America, were General Motors cars. Jeez, I mean, nowadays their market share is, I don't know, maybe 18%, maybe 15%. Back in the 70s, it was 35, 40%. But anyway, here's your question. Let's throw one out there, and let's make it a relatively easy one, and let's make it from the decade of the 70s. I started to go in one direction. I'm going to change directions here and go with a slightly different question. All right, here is a good one. Nah, let's keep it. I'm all over the place today. Let's keep it with the original one. Ricardo Montalban was the star of Fantasy Island. And remember that little guy that tattoo was his name on the show? What did he would say, the plane. Remember that? Yeah, have you seen that on, Nick at Night or, the repeat channels that run the old TV shows? The plane. Yeah, what was his name? Hervé something or other. He's departed now. But Ricardo Montalban was a spokesperson for this particular vehicle because it had... I'm going to try and do Ricardo Montalban here, and I'm not going to do it very well because I'm way overtired, and the Spanish language is not my specialty. So here we go. Rich Corinthian leather. Rich Corinthian leather. Which car back in the 1970s had the rich Corinthian leather? Here's your telephone number, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We've had one of these shows here today where a lot of scheduled guests have been either missing in action or had phone trouble or had family things to deal with. So we're having fun. I'd rather talk with you folks any day. We're playing trivia. We'll call it, this segment is the Trivia Palooza section, because we're going to rattle off a whole slew of trivia questions. So if you get the trivia question right, we got a bunch of folks on the line here. I want to fill up all the lines here, Matt. 855-660-4261. We already have Kurt. We have Bob. We have Dixie. We have Frank. And we have room for more at 855-660-4261. Who, back in the 1970s, which car, Ricardo Montalban, was the spokesperson for the car with the rich Corinthian leather? I told you I couldn't do the Spanish. I just can't do the Spanish one. I'm trying, though. All right, so none of you folks hang up, because if the first caller gets the question, this is Trivia Palooza, which means pedal to the metal. We're going to throw out another trivia question, because I'm determined to give away stuff. I got DVDs here to give away. We should give away some DVDs. Kurt joins us in Iowa land, listening on KXEL. Kurt, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Let's see if we can solve the question here about Ricardo Montalban and the car that he represented in print and television advertising back in the 1970s. The car with... I'll torch you one more time. Maybe you can say it better for me. Can you do Ricardo Montalban and that rich Corinthian leather? Can you do it, Kurt? This is your chance.
No, my friend and I used to do it when we'd see the commercial. We were young teenagers, but no, I can't do it anymore.
I need to hear it, too. That's exactly what I'm missing. I need to, if I could hear it, I could do it. But
right.
I'll do rich Corinthian leather. That's no good. I know it's no good. But what was the car?
I believe it was the Chrysler Cordoba.
You are 100% correct. Congratulations. We're going to send you out a prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage, plus the wash drops. What's your favorite new car, classic car? Which two do you like the best?
Mostly older and newer Camaros, Mustangs.
Very cool. You're a good guy. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. Hang on for Matt. Let's jump to Dixie in Missouri. Dixie, you're next on Auto World. Hey there, Dixie.
Hello. You
ready? Hey, Dixie, welcome to Auto World. Let's throw out another trivia question. I'm stuck in the 70s tonight. So let's throw out another trivia question here from the 1970s, and I'll make it relatively an easy one. All right, who made the vehicle in the 70s known as the Aspen?
Oh, gosh.
Again, American manufacturer. And
American Motors?
You're going to get a prize anyway because I just like you. I just like you, so I'm going to get. You're getting a prize anyway. That's not correct, but you're getting a prize. What's your favorite dream car, classic or otherwise?
Classic. I love the Cord.
Oh, what a beautiful vehicle! I know my mom used to tell me as a kid she would walk by the showroom window looking at the Cord. Yeah, that is a absolutely gorgeous car. How about a new car? What would you like?
New car, I kind of have to go with the Camaro also.
No, the new Camaro, the best one, is the ZL1. That's the one to get. You know, it's going to cost you a lot of money, but it's going to be worth it, Dixie. Well, I hope you win the lottery and buy yourself a Camaro and think of me every time you drive it.
I will.
All right,
if I win the lottery, I'll drive my Camaro up and say hi.
Hey, that sounds like a plan. We will definitely do that. Hang on for Matt, and we'll take care of you. All right, let's see. We're Trivia Palooza time. Let's go with more calls. Let's go next to Bob. Bob, you're next on Auto World. Are you ready for Trivia Palooza 1970s style? Turn down your radio a little bit there. All right.
There you go. It's turned down again.
All right. Let's see if we can give out some more goodies here, courtesy of Busted Knuckle Garage, Wash Drops, and yours truly. All right. Let's throw out another question here. No, we still got that one because Dixie didn't get it right. Who made the Aspen?
The Aspen is a good question. I don't know. I don't have a clue. AMC, maybe? The Aspen?
Well, we're giving you a prize, too. It's not AMC. Let me give you a hint, okay? It was from the Mopar brand. It was from...
Oh, the Chrysler Dodge?
Yeah. Which one? Was it a Chrysler?
Chrysler Aspen.
You just can't get a break like me today, Bob, with my guess. It was actually a Dodge Aspen, but you got a prize,
oh,
so you're a winner anyway. How about a favorite new car, favorite classic car?
Well, favorite classic is the 70 Chevelle.
Oh, very cool. Very
convertible.
Oh, outstanding. With a 454?
Yes. There you go.
The LS6 version, better.
That would be nice. Yes.
Very good. And how about a new car? What would you like?
New car. That's a hard one. I like that new Cadillac you were talking about earlier, but there's a lot of new ones out. I like the new Mercedes. I like a lot of new ones. So.
Oh, it's a golden age. All you need is money.
Depends on your budget, I suppose.
Money and plenty of it. If you got the money.
Yes.
Yeah,
there you go.
You can buy some absolutely drop-dead gorgeous technological wonders.
That's for sure.
Bob, I'm Bob, you're Bob. All Bob should be given X amount of dollars from the federal government to go buy a new car. How about that? Let's do that. Let's call that person in Washington, D.C. that's presently in the White House and tell him that every Bob in the entire country gets a brand new car, will put a cap of $100,000. $100,000, what do you think?
Well, I think it was wonderful, but I think they're out of money as it is, so I don't know. We might have to go to another store. But
Think on it and call me back another week with your idea. Hang on for Matt, and we're going to send you out a cool prize. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. Frank joins us in New Mexico. Frank, my friend, thank you for joining us here on Auto World as we play Trivia Palooza 1970s style. How you doing there, my friend?
Pretty good. I can live without the prize, but I wanted to tell you that Chow In Lai was the guy who First, well, he made the Buicks popular when Nixon went over to visit him in China.
Very good. He was the guy.
Yeah, I looked it up, and it said actually a century ago, a previous emperor of China had the first Buick, like 100 years ago.
Oh, no kidding. So it really goes back. So no wonder the Chinese people are so enamored with... To me, it makes no sense. You know, I'm speaking from the heart here, Frank, and I know I love your Grand National. I would hope someday I own a Grand... I just want to drive one once. I would love to own one. And I have great respect for the new Buicks, but, you know, if I was, you know... A dictator. Basically, that's what, you know, communist, it's still a communist country. That's the ironic part.
Yeah.
You know, would you choose the Buick? I mean, if you had, wouldn't you choose a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or a, you know, what would you choose if you were named Emperor of the United States? What would you choose?
Probably the biggest blown Bentley I could have made. But I've always loved Buicks. We had Electra 225s and Centuries and stuff in the past, and I got my little two-door Grand National now. But, yeah, if I was going to pick a new car, give me the biggest blown Bentley I can get.
That's cool. And Buick is a great line of vehicles and very rich in history. Well,
you know what? That little phrase you were trying to turn earlier, it should be more like, fine Corinthian leather.
Now, there it is. Frank in New Mexico has nailed it. That is good. We're going to keep that as a soundbite. We should make that part of a demo tape here for the show. Excellent. And we're going to, I'm actually going to be moving to Florida next week, so we'll be running a best of, but a couple of weeks we'll get the Swami back on for you, Frank. Okay?
All right. Well, I love the show, and I'll clear out and let room for somebody else here.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
and let's see. Trivia Palooza 1970 style continues here on Auto World. We're going to squeeze in as many people as possible. Thank you to that nice lady in Missouri to remind me to give out the phone number more often. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Let's go to Joe. He's next on Auto World. Joe, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for being here. Are you ready for a 1970s trivia question?
Yep.
Well, we'll make it a real easy one. Who made the Pinto?
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve and Ford. You're a winner as well. Hang on for Matt and everybody on the other side of the radio. You're all winners. Thank you so much for joining me here for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.